The sheriff's office issued a missing persons alert after 65-year-old McKinleyville resident Julianne Seipel went missing after walking her dogs along Moonstone Beach. Seipel was supposed to meet her partner following her walk, but failed to appear, and the sheriff's office was contacted. Search and rescue teams were dispatched to the area, one that saw the temperatures dip into the 20s. At about 8:30 yesterday morning, Seipel was found in McKinleyville and was suffering from severe hypothermia. She was airlifted to the hospital for treatment, but earlier yesterday afternoon, the county coroner reported that Seipel had died from exposure. Investigators are looking into the incident and how Seipel made her way back to McKinleyville. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The National Weather Service in Eureka has issued a wind advisory with southerly winds increasing this evening and overnight, then peaking tomorrow, 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts of up to 50 miles per hour possible. High winds may pose a hazard to motorists traveling along Highway 101. CHP Public Information Officer Paul Dalen has some ideas about making sure your car is prepared for the bad weather.
Make sure your vehicle's suitable for the roadway for the inclement weather. You know, the windshield wipers, the tire pressure, the tire depth, tread depth. Have that go bag ready to go. Let people know where you're going. You know, if you are if you're heading out of the area and you got family you're going to see, let them know where you're going, what routes you're taking. And, just keep a good space cushion between you and the vehicle around you.
Along with high winds is a coastal flood watch. Also remains in effect from late tonight through tomorrow morning. High tide combined with those strong winds we talked about are expected to cause coastal flooding tonight and tomorrow morning may produce some minor coastal flooding in King Salmon and other low-lying areas around Humboldt Bay. The City of Eureka had only recently approved the location of an extreme weather shelter and was planning on doing a test run in the coming days before Mother Nature forced the city's hand. With temperatures dropping to below freezing over the weekend, the extreme weather shelter located at the St. Vincent's Dining Facility has been opened and is accepting those who need a warm place to stay. The rescue mission is normally the first stop for those looking for a warm spot for the night, but overflow is expected, and the facility at St. Vincent's will be available for anyone the mission can't hold. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board will hold a public hearing regarding the use of county property in light of the Occupy protest that took place in front of the courthouse. The Board is expected to direct staff to craft a new county ordinance regulating the use of county properties, many of which, like the courthouse, are located within incorporated cities. There is currently no county-wide code provision for the use of county properties, and both county employees and those using county property for protests have been frustrated about what is allowable and what is not. County staff has been directed to write an ordinance that satisfies both the ability of the public and the county to conduct business and to ensure the First Amendment rights to free speech and to assemble are not infringed. An item on the Board of Supervisors' consent calendar for this morning's meeting is a request from the Humboldt Farm Bureau, which has been awarded a Headwaters Fund grant of nearly $40,000 last year, to cancel that grant. The Farm Bureau has requested the cancellation of the grant, which has been used to conduct local workshops with local agriculture concerns on changes to state and county regulations. By canceling the grant, that money goes back to the Headwaters Fund and can be used for other projects in the future. One other item on the supervisor's agenda is scheduled for the afternoon session. Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes will update the board on the current state budget and its potential impacts on the county. Smith Haynes is scheduled for 1:30. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.